Hey, everybody. Happy Monday. They say it's Juneteenth, and we cover that today on the Ask Me Anything episode. We also talk about what is the difference between a conservative and libertarian and so much more. I love hearing your questions. So all throughout the week, when you email us your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com, we enjoy hearing from you. So please keep that up. Thank you for supporting us at charliekirk.com/support. That is charliekirk.com/support to get behind the work we are doing. So thank you. Get involved with Turning Point USA today at tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. Start a high school or college chapter today at tpusa.com. Come to our Student Action Summit, which is tpusa.com/SAS. That is tpusa.com/SAS. I love hearing from you. freedom@charliekirk.com. You have the best comments, insight, and feedback. I appreciate all of you so much. Thank you guys for backing us, for praying for us. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the loan experts I trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. Charlie, I grew up in America where we celebrated Top Gun, the original, where we were proud to be an American, and we were proud of the values we represented around the world. Now we have BLM flags and pride flags flying at embassies across the world. We have an assault on traditional values. How do we stop America from exporting this poison to the rest of the world? I can't believe I'm asking that as a proud patriot. But what do we have to do now to save the world from ourselves? Jerry from Washington. It's a very insightful and wise question. This is one of the reasons why I tell everyone to be careful about America meddling in other countries' affairs. When they say we are going to bring American values to Ukraine, what do they mean by that? They mean an abortion clinic on every corner. They mean they want to bring sex education to 9-year-olds. They want to make sure drag queens are in Kyiv. They want to put BLM flags on embassies. U.S. embassies across the world are going to be flying Black Lives Matter flags. Secretary Blinken authorizing U.S. embassies to fly BLM flags for Juneteenth. Yes, the very same BLMs that burned and looted and unfortunately had murder, burn, loot, murder, BLM, during Floydapalooza. That probably illegally embezzled funds and lied about it on their nonprofit forms. But they get to have their flags flown from our embassies. When they say they want to bring American values to other countries, they're talking about left-wing radical ideas and values. The ideas that we now have in our own country and are exporting are a threat to other countries. We're not exporting separation of powers and consent to the governed and self-government and individual liberty. No, we're exporting drag queens and BLM flags. Now, I have a lot of respect for Tom Cotton. I think Tom Cotton is right on almost every major issue, but I have big disagreements with him. And disagreement is fun amongst people that respect each other on foreign policy. So Senator Tom Cotton goes on the program here, and he perfectly disassembles this, but I'm going to add a little bit of context and push back a little bit on Tom Cotton because he has been a major sponsor of trying to build this monolith of foreign engagement and involvement, especially in Ukraine and other theaters around the world. Well, the more money you give them, Senator Cotton, don't you make that very same enterprise more likely to do things like this? Listen to this clip of Senator Tom Cotton's appropriate takedown, and then I'm going to add a little bit of a wrinkle to it. Play cut 61.
Secretary of State Blinken has authorized U.S. embassies the world over to fly the BLM flag in honor of Juneteenth. Your thoughts?
Well, I don't know why anyone wants to fly the BLM flag. As you say, they're run by frauds and embezzlers. It's a Marxist organization that wants to abolish the nuclear family and is deeply anti-Israel. But more to the point as well, our embassy should fly the American flag. We don't send our people abroad to represent their race or their sex or their affinity group. We send them to represent America, and the stars and stripes stands for America.
I think that's a great takedown. I think Senator Cotton was very articulate in that, and I agree with all of it. However, let's not be naive. When you go spend $40 billion and send it to Ukraine, when we build this massive national defense structure, do you think that you're actually funding an enterprise that cares about the flag? No, you're funding an enterprise that cares about the trans LGBT agenda. You have to understand that now. I know this is a hard thing for people to recognize and realize. Our military is quickly becoming a owned and operated enterprise of the Alphabet Mafia and BLM racial arsonist agenda. Now, you won't be able to hear this on radio or on the podcast, but we will be able to show this on the live stream. We're going to write this up at charliekirk.com. Put 133 on the screen. 133, you have Levine, Richard Levine, and Jean-Pierre. They are holding up the new gay flag, if you haven't noticed, that it's the new gay pride whatever flag with the trans arrow on it. Levine is a man who thinks he is a woman. And Jean-Pierre, I think, is a lesbian. Is that right? I don't want to misspeak here. I really don't care that much because I don't think about this stuff that deeply. Okay, she's a lesbian. Okay. Oh, is she... Again, I don't know what the right term is. Is it queer? Is it gay? Is it lesbian? Okay, Andrew said she's gay. So she's not a lesbian? I guess that's the same thing. All right, whatever. Same thing. Okay, so they're holding up the put that up again, please. You got Levine and you got Jean-Pierre. This is your government. When you go and give extra money to go sprinkle it to foreign aid to other countries, this is Levine and this is Jean-Pierre. You have the Levine, man who thinks he's a woman, and Jean-Pierre holding up the trans gay flag, staring into the camera. You go to the State Department, their website, they spend their time now on an equity action plan from the U.S. State Department. Addressing systemic racism and strengthening democracy worldwide is a core tenet of President Biden's foreign policy. The U.S. Department of State is the lead foreign affairs agency within the executive branch for conducting diplomacy. Order 13985 mandating all federal agencies ensure their mission advance racial equity and support for underserved communities. Let's not be naive, everybody. As we build this massive military-industrial complex, we are not funding the same military or the same adventures abroad that you might have grown up in. This is a completely different military. Not the troops themselves or the heroes that are actually doing the work, but at the top levels, and yes, it is hierarchical, and they do give orders, and they have to follow orders. The State Department now has a diversity, equity, inclusion officer. The display of the BLM in progress flags include at the U.S. Embassy in Vatican City is just part of the State Department's woke equity agenda. Spearheaded by Ambassador Gina Abercrombie, Wynn Stanley, the department's first chief diversity and inclusion officer. So if you're like, hey, we gotta get involved in more wars overseas, understand that the regime that you are supporting, not the country you're supporting, this is a very important point. When you say, yeah, America should go fight abroad for these, it's not going to happen. The regime is a different organism. It's a different organization than the country that you love. The disconnect between the people that run the country and the people that are ruled has never been so broad. The 19-page document from the U.S. State Department promises, quote, to embed equity into U.S. foreign policies, quote, quote, to embed intersectional equity principles into diversifying public diplomacy and, quote, increase inclusive equitable messaging and to combat disinformation. So you might have a question, well, Charlie, how do we fix this? You start by fixing it by opposing the wars and the initiatives, the projects, and the permanent funding pipeline to so many of these incredibly broken and woke and unfortunately anti-Western enterprises that our own government is funding and fostering. So when I hear, you know, oh, we're going to go support Zelensky, front page of the New York Times. Yeah, I don't like Putin. Putin's a scumbag. He's a war criminal, all that stuff. But I'm going to be honest about our own side. I'm going to say, wait a second. We're going to go establish Western values in Ukraine? What do you mean by that? You mean LGBT flags and drag queens and abortion clinics is what you mean. And there you have Richard Levine and Jean-Pierre holding up the trans gay flag. They know they look dumb and weak. They know we know they look dumb and weak, and they don't care. Hey, everybody. Charlie Kirk here. I want to tell you about Good Ranchers. Look, Father's Day is coming up, and I know a lot of dads out there would love nothing more than a box of meat. Summer grilling season, barbecues, grill outs, big summer holidays are on the horizon. And I know a lot of people are saying, what do I get dad for Father's Day? The best thing to get him on Father's Day is something from GoodRanchers.com. Food shortages are on the rise. And I want to tell you about this limited time deal. Don't miss out on your free 18-ounce ribeye because they won't be here for long. These steaks are truly amazing and you'll love them. Good Ranchers is giving away 2 free-ounce, 18-ounce prime center cut ribeyes. They are USDA prime, 100% American steakhouse quality cuts of beef. Other places will charge you over $50 a steak for ribeyes like these, but today you can get two of them for free at GoodRanchers.com with promo code Kirk. That's GoodRanchers.com, promo code Kirk. Good Ranchers quality is amazing, everybody. Ribeyes, T-bones, chicken, salmon, and more. It is a great thing to give your father for Father's Day. With uncertainty in supply chains and what the grocery stores will have available, Good Ranchers is a reliable place to get your essentials. They send you a box of meat. So they basically send you a box of happiness. Enough of this vegan fake meat stuff. It's all a scam. It's a con. It's creating all sorts of weird things in our society. Get back to red meat. Get back to real things that matter. Having Good Ranchers in your home supports the Charlie Kirk Show, supports American ranchers, and feeds your family. So go to GoodRanchers.com and use promo code Kirk, and it will give you 2 free-ounce, 18-ounce prime setter cup ribeyes. GoodRanchers.com/Kirk. And again, American meat delivered. Say that again. Write it down and remember it. American meat delivered. Again, the 2 ribeye steaks, over $100 value. I want to tell you, I love meat. You should too. Even if you don't like meat, tell the person who does to check out GoodRanchers.com. A box of beautiful meat and 2 free ribeyes can be yours right now. Check it out. GoodRanchers.com, promo code Kirk. All right, we have a question here. Susie from Antioch, Illinois. Charlie, I have very serious reservations about giving the vaccine to my 2-year-old son. But I know my pediatrician will likely recommend it now that the FDA has approved. What are your thoughts? Is there anyone pushing back against this? So look, I just want to reiterate that vaccine companies have pushed this onto little kids because they want to get it onto the official childhood schedule, vaccination schedule, for liability protection. Similar to the WHO story that we talked about and covered in great detail, states can push back against this, and there is one governor who is pushing back against this. It is Governor Ron DeSantis. Governor Ron DeSantis is pushing back against the biomedical corporate pharma fascist regime and saying, this is the line. We're not going to do this. There is no reason whatsoever to inoculate 6-month to 5-year-olds against a virus that they are not dying from. You are injecting a gene therapy that is called a vaccine. Dr. Cole is just on our program and he walked through all the risks associated with it. We've had Dr. Malone do the same thing. Dr. McCullough do the same thing. And Ron DeSantis is saying, I'm not just going to keep on going along for the next thing. We're not just going to keep on falling for the phase 3 experimental gene therapy. Now, if you got vaccinated and if you believe in the vaccine, fine. That's your choice. But we're talking about children that don't have a choice. And some parents are going to be pressured by doctors, by institutions, to give a vaccine against a virus that does not pose a significant risk for them. And by the way, a vaccine that does not even prevent getting the virus. Just ask Anthony Fauci, as he now has the virus. Cut 109, Governor Ron DeSantis defends Florida being the only state to not pre-order COVID vaccines for kids under 5 and recommends against taking it. Why is every Republican governor not doing this? Why are other Republican governors ordering the vaccine? Play cut 109.
So our Department of Health has been very clear. The risks outweigh the benefits, and we recommend against. That's not the same as banning it. I mean, people can access it if they want to, and parents can do. But if you look at when they were doing the hearing, you had one physician say, you know, parents are really, really frightened. Like, we know that the risk is low. We're not sure how this is going to work, but parents are really frightened about COVID for their kids. And which I would say is, why would they be frightened about it? It's because of media hysteria. It's because of a lot of misinformation. That's why they're scared.
One day he could be a good president, a great president. I'll tell you what, that is courage right there. That is not easy. Boy, standing up against the media, saying that, why are parents upset? Because of media propaganda, media frustration. No, we are not going to pre-order COVID vaccines for kids under 5. It is insane. People know it's insane. And the typical Republican consensus is, let's just roll over and do it even if it harms our kids. Oh, who cares if they go to drag queen bars? Who cares? I mean, we get lower taxes, right? Ron DeSantis says, no, I'm the governor of one of the largest states in the country. I'm not going to put up with this. And I'm going to push back against this idea that parents somehow need to be afraid for their kids for COVID. No, you watch too much news and you are falling victim to Operation Mockingbird is what's happening. And by the way, I've been alive for 28 years. I know a lot of you have been longer alive, a lot longer than that. This idea of just adults suddenly dropping dead, sudden adult death syndrome, it's not normal. Let's stop pretending as if this is something that is just perfectly mainstream. Is it because of the vaccine? We don't know. Is it a question we should ask? Absolutely. Is the vaccine causing people to drop dead? I don't know. Is there something else that's causing it? I would like an answer. I'm not saying I know definitively. Do you know definitively? Can you tell me what that might be? Why all of a sudden we have a sudden adult death syndrome? What's going on with the, do we have autopsies? What is the cause of death? Oh, it's just a sudden death. Really? We're just supposed to tolerate that? That's how we're supposed to accept that? I'm sorry. America is the only country in the world to approve jabs for your two-year-old. What we do know with the sudden adult death syndrome, SADS, is that blood clots are a common theme for the cause of death. What would cause blood clots? Why are there not more autopsies? We're seeing these tragic stories of 17, 18, and 19-year-olds just dropping dead, and people say, oh, well, that's just the way it is. No, it's not, actually. This is not normal. Ron DeSantis is finally talking against this. So, Susie, to answer your question from Antioch, Illinois, you might have to move to Florida to protect your kids. Look, as you know, our friend Mike Lindell has amazing passion, and especially has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of their life. He didn't stop by simply creating the best pillow. Now Mike has done it again by introducing My Slippers. For a limited time, you'll save $90 on a pair of My Slippers. This blowout sale of the year won't last, so order now. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop this. The My Slippers are designed to wear indoors, out all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. Made with quality leather suede. Call 800-875-0425 or click on promo code Kirk or MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener square and use promo code Kirk. This offer will not last long, so order now with promo code Kirk at MyPillow.com. Promo code Kirk at MyPillow.com. We have Carl from Tennessee says, Charlie, I saw that Turning Point USA is not having off as a federal holiday for Juneteenth. Why is that? What is your perspective on Juneteenth? So last year we came out pretty, let's just say publicly, against the idea of making Juneteenth a federal holiday. And it's rather clever by the left, you have to admit. Juneteenth, as it is properly understood, of course, is something worthy of appreciation. It is the day the news of emancipation reached Texas and that news started to spread. That is not at all what's going on here. Let's stop being naive. Let's stop looking at things as they tell them as they are and really what's going on here. What's really going on here is a BLM holiday to try to focus on alleged systemic racism, to resurrect a propaganda campaign to try and focus on racial differences and to try and have a point of reference right before July 4th, by the way, intentionally, summertime holiday, to have the worst people you could imagine, Ibram X. Kendi being one of them, and Robin DiAngelo and Nicole Hannah-Jones, give them a day where they could become incredibly relevant to talk about, well, yeah, of course, Juneteenth was nice, but really we're more racist than ever. That's exactly the wording they're going to use. It's like, oh, yeah, whatever, Juneteenth day. What's really going on is Juneteenth is to show that, look at systemic racism and inequality and inequity. And some Republicans will say, oh, no, you know, Juneteenth is it's a conservative day because it's about the freeing of slaves. Of course, if we weren't talking about another political movement that wants us to try to have a federal holiday where they can corrupt the American flag, done, Tempe, Arizona. They took down all the American flags and put up BLM Juneteenth flags, and then have an unnecessary, unhelpful, entire massive propaganda campaign that will be happening on TikTok, on Twitter, on Facebook, on Instagram, all about how racist our country is. You really think that the theme that you're going to get forward from the mainstream media on Juneteenth, as this is celebrated, is going to be all about how Republicans ended slavery? You think that's what this is going to be about? Yeah, just like how the left is never going to come after your children. Just, you know, LGBT thing. Just have marriage equality and everything's going to stop. Stop being naive, everybody. Understand what we're up against. We're up against political locusts that never stop. Okay, we have the flags. Yeah, this is the flags in downtown Tempe. Took down American flags. Can we put it on the main screen, please? Took down the American flags and put up Juneteenth flags. There they are, downtown Tempe, right there. That's a Juneteenth flag. They have their own flag now, using the American colors, but they have their own symbol and the whole everything. And also, it's interspersed with the pride flags. It's right in front of a mosque, right? I don't think they'd have the pride flags in front of the mosque. I don't know who would. I don't know how that dog won't hunt. And so some people say, Charlie, you know, why do you have to be against something that could potentially unite us? You think the left is doing this to unite us? You think the left does anything to unite? No, they want to crush you. They want to crush our country. Let's play 137.
100,000 people came to Point State Park for the Western PA Juneteenth Festival.
And it's America's second Independence Day, and everybody should be celebrating this. And we just don't want to have a big party. We want people to have some consciousness about what Juneteenth is about.
That's William Marshall. He's the organizer. He tells Channel 11, the Juneteenth Festival is not just for black people.
Yeah, it's a second Independence Day. You know, the Independence Day of July 4th, one of the course of human events, because necessary one people to dissolve political bands that have tied them to another, deriving from the power of the separate equal station, goes on to say the laws of nature and nature's God. No, of course, no, forget the American founding. No, now we need a competitor. We need a BLM founding. I tweeted this last year. Quote, Lincoln knew America's founding was July 4th, 1776. He knew that was the day our amazing nation made a step from ideal to reality. Juneteenth is an affront to the unity of July 4th. We now have two summer holidays, and one of them is based on race. Shame on the Republican Party for supporting this. How about this? Ibram X. Kendi, like one of the most despicable thought leaders, I suppose you could say, in the racial arsonist movement, someone who supports racial segregation of white people. The only way to fix segregation of yesterday is to have segregation today. That is an exact quote from his book, How to Be an Anti-Racist. His real name is Henry Rogers, but he thinks you'll take him more seriously. Ibram X. Kendi. Okay, Henry. What I love about this is he admits that Juneteenth is not about freedom. He says it out loud. He's like, Juneteenth is not about isn't just a celebration of freedom. No, what it really is a symbol of power we hold as a community. Oh, it's about black power. Thanks, Republicans. Listen to the Archbishop of Racial Arson admit you gave him a federal holiday. Cut 134.
What Juneteenth means to me in 2022 is really the power of the freedom dream, to use a term by Robin D.G. Kelly. And for me, part of that power is being reminded that my ancestors dreamed for freedom, even when freedom seemed distant, even when freedom was sailing away, even when the status quo and the slave power was growing stronger, as racist power, you know, is today, as change, radical transformation seems to be floating away to us, that, you know, Juneteenth means to me that our ancestors still did not waver. They still believed the impossible was possible.
Yeah, it still means the revolution continues, doesn't it? What is that ridiculous music? What kind of propaganda technique is that? And by the way, he talks in this kind of slow syntax because he thinks you're going to take what he says more seriously because he sounds somewhat intellectual. It's a fraud. Play Cut 136, Nickelodeon kid stars discuss what Juneteenth means to them while filming a Juneteenth episode of Young Dylan. I haven't seen this yet. Play Cut 136.
When I first heard that we were doing an episode about Juneteenth, I was excited because this show is based around a predominantly black family. It's our story, and it needs to be shared, and the story needs to be told. So I'm excited to be able to share the story with all the black girls and boys that watch our show.
We're honoring our ancestors.
Yup, and making our ancestors proud.
I think you can celebrate Juneteenth by learning more about it and just having positive fun. Like, that whole day is kind of positive. It's really important. It means something to everyone, and I really think you should enjoy the day.
Girls, get started on this song, Black Rose. We might have a banger on our hands.
Yeah, let's do a song, Black Royalty. Long march through the institutions. Raise them up in ways they should go. Now, these young kids are naive enough, and that's fine. I'm nothing against them. They say it's all about celebration. I'm glad that you'll be celebrating that. I guarantee you, the theme, the undercurrent of Juneteenth from the black intelligentsia and from the white liberal intelligentsia that come together with this will not be how thankful they are. It will be about how much work they still have to do and how it's slipping out of their grasp because of the threat to democracy. Let's now cut to the January 6th committee. Now, Joe Biden signed it into law thanks to the help of Republicans. Cut 139, Joe Biden has no idea what Juneteenth actually is. Play cut 139.
He's going down to Texas on Juneteenth, right? The first major massacre, literally speaking, of the Black Wall Street, right? Years ago.
They had a clown face on it. Republicans getting hoodwinked? I mean, come on, Republicans never get hoodwinked. This was our clip last year, cut 141. When we got a lot of heat and a lot of incoming, and I said to our team, we're going to triple down. We will be vindicated by this because I know the left. This was us last year, cut 141.
So I'm sure you're seeing a lot of social media graphics go around that says Republicans decided to vote against the emancipation of slaves as a holiday. Therefore, they support slavery. This is, first of all, insane. So Juneteenth should not be a federal holiday. So Juneteenth, at its best possible reading, is a day to remember news that hit Galveston, Texas about the emancipation of slaves. Something that we're all very happy about. That's not what this is about. We know that this is not what this is about. This is not about the emancipation of slaves. This is instead a new Black Independence Day. We already have the Black National Anthem. We already have people kneeling at NFL games. We have hyper corporations, corporations that are becoming hyper woke in every way imaginable. And now all of a sudden we have a competitor against July 4th.
Yep. Welcome to Juneteenth, everybody. Your kids will have a federal holiday all about the racial divisions. You want a holiday based on skin color? Incredible. Let's get to another question here. Let's do this one. How much longer is the United States going to stand by and be led by a man from day to day who doesn't know what he was doing or what day it is? We got another question. But this is Muff from Custer, South Dakota. You know, some people say that we have to impeach Joe Biden. I say you impeach the cabinet. Impeach Mayorkas. Impeach that weird guy running the Department of Education. Impeach Garland for Memogate and so much more. From cringing at the pump to getting an eye-popping check at your favorite restaurant, inflation is hitting us all where it hurts. Inflation is a thief, and it really does hurt. That's why I started using Upside. Upside is an incredible application for anyone who buys gas, groceries, or dines out. With every purchase, I'm earning cash back thanks to Upside. Look, our team uses Upside. When they were just doing a road trip to our Turning Point USA Young Women's Leadership Summit, they were using it all along the way. Easy rewards. Upside is a no-brainer. Look, with all the cash back, you're able to maybe pay for more of your bills that you now have thanks to inflation. Upside isn't too good to be true. It's a way to earn cash back. They've been able to create a rewards program when you buy gas, groceries, or dine out. So to get started, download the free Upside app in the Apple Store or Google Play. Use promo code CharlieKirk. That's promo code CharlieKirk, full name, no space, and get $5 or more cash back on your first purchase of $10 or more. Next, claim an offer for whatever you're using on Upside. Check in at the business, pay as usual with a credit or debit card, and get paid. In comparison to credit card rewards or loyalty programs, you can earn 3 times more cash back with Upside. You can cash out anytime to your bank account, PayPal, or e-gift card, or Amazon or other brands. Upside users are earning more than millions of dollars every week. That's probably why they have a 4.8 star rating on the App Store. Download the free Upside app and use promo code CharlieKirk to get $5 or more cash back on your first purchase of $10 or more. That's $5 or more cash back on your first purchase of $10 or more. Use promo code CharlieKirk. Okay, we got a good question here. It's about conservatism and libertarianism. Mark in Virginia, thank you for noting some self-described conservatives are actually libertarians. I am a libertarian who is quickly becoming a conservative. I can no longer sit idly by as America erodes. Keep up the good work. Yeah, I am, in an idealistic way, a libertarian. I think most people are. Now, what do I mean by that? Meaning that if I thought everyone would just leave themselves alone and leave others alone and I could just live in the hills and I would be self-governed and no one would bother me and my nation would be preserved against enemies foreign and domestic, it sounds really kind of good, doesn't it? But it's not realistic. It isn't. Now, I know we're defining terms here and there might be some disagreement on how we're defining them, but largely, I would say libertarianism, and especially from the Libertarian Party, there is this commitment to idealistic neutrality, that I won't come after your stuff or your way of life, and you won't come after my stuff and my way of life. I think that's a fair goal. It's unbelievably unrealistic right now in the country that we're living in. Some libertarians I talk to, not all of them, are, they say that they believe that there is no place for them to get engaged, even if they don't like the outcome. We as conservatives would say there are certain things, especially the protection of children, especially parental representation in matters of education, especially borders, where it is necessary for the state to take clear, prudent action to protect liberty. For example, a conservative would be unafraid to say that we need to have checks and balances against Silicon Valley companies. Many libertarians would say, oh no, there's no way we should get involved in the market. What happens when Google and Facebook is more powerful than your own government? What do you do then? This is a question that is wrestled with in a lot of different circles. Now, what I will say, though, is that I am an ally with libertarians on many issues. Immigration is not one of them. Libertarians largely believe in open borders. I have a friend from Chicago who would consider himself a libertarian. He's very strong on borders. So that's a little bit of a generalization, but it's largely true. If you're more libertarian, you do have a looser view of immigration policy. And that's their view. It's not mine. But I'm definitely an ally with libertarians on a couple issues, which is I do believe in separation of powers. I do believe in the consent of the governed. I think we can agree on the United States Constitution, and we can certainly agree on the Second Amendment. Libertarians are very good on the Second Amendment, but there is kind of a, I don't want to say agnosticism, that's not the right word, but there's a neutrality that we won't get involved on the social sphere as well. So a libertarian would see something like children going to a bar, and a lot of them have said this, including David French, saying, I think that's wrong, but I don't think it should be illegal. We as conservatives would say, no, 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 there needs to be a law against that, that there needs to be a punishment if you put your child in harm's way and bring them to a drag bar where it says it's not going to lick itself. If you're not under 21, I think that's beyond fair, or under 18 or whatever it is. There are libertarians that wrote article after article saying the conservative outrage against drag queens is inappropriate, meaning that they say, how dare you want to use the government to protect children? We have a completely different view of that as conservatives. But I think libertarians, and I also disagree largely on drug policy too with libertarians, but I think there is commonality though. I think many libertarians actually want to live in the same sort of country that I do. Many of them, not all of them. I think that there is a desire to want to pursue liberty and self-government, checks and balances. Where I do disagree, though, is cultural libertarians that will celebrate kind of drug usage or prostitution. That is a small, that's a small fringe group of libertarians, though it is. But conservatives, as best articulated by Russell Kirk, no relation, in The Conservative Mind, from Burke to Eliot, he really articulated what it is that makes a conservative different than a libertarian. I don't have time to dive into all of that today, but probably one of the great articulations of our philosophy and our political views. So we'll have to talk about that another time. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. Email me your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com. Have a great Monday. Talk to you soon.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.